in this room today and tonight, and I respect that, and I understand that there's passion and sometimes anger when it comes to issues like this. And I think you could perhaps listen to this discussion today and see only polarization and see only dissent. And of course, there has been some. You would be Pollyannish to say there hasn't been some polarization and dissent. But I also hear some things that I think represent progress and opportunity. And I want to talk about both of those. One, some people told parts of the story here. I wasn't here for some of those chapters of the story, and neither was Commissioner Novick. And, of course, Commissioner Fritz, who's played an amazing leadership role in this issue, wasn't in her current responsibility. Thank you. But it has been a long, strange trip in which there was once a particularly notorious adult bookstore that a previous member of this council got into a conflict with, and regulatory actions happened, and ultimately it was demolished, and a property owner became angry and got in a fight with the city. And then in the midst of, you might describe all that as legal wreckage, a legitimate and wonderful community has sprung up. And one of the things that I say is progress is that a lot of people, me included, and I think my colleagues as well, have come to understand that this unique community, Right to Dream 2, is doing valid work in a special way that no government agency ever thought of. And I respect that. And I think a lot of people in our community, including some who maybe came to this hearing to oppose this particular location decision, might have come to understand a little bit more about how valid Right to Dream 2 is. So let's give those folks credit. Let's assume good faith, because that's what we ought to do here in Portland. We ought to assume good faith. We ought to assume that the people in Right to Dream 2 who have talked about self-help are really about that, and who have talked about being good neighbors and making sure that the streets around their community are safe. Let's assume that that good faith is true. And in fact, the numbers that I have from my police bureau confirm that this community is the least of our worries, and that the safety situation in our city with respect to what happens on the street is not harmed, but actually helped by having a self-help community like this providing a place of safety. So I respect the work that's being done, and along with my colleagues, I want to make sure it keeps being done. Now, we've also had people come forward in good faith here tonight, people like neighborhood association presidents, people like Homer Williams and Tiffany Schweitzer, who've built buildings and who've built affordable housing in this city, and who are angry about this process and about this pending decision, and who've said, give us a chance to do more. And frankly, I think any elected leader would be crazy to reject an offer like that. And I should take that on good faith as well. And I think my colleagues believe likewise. So what I'd like to do, we have a clock running, because the good work that Commissioner Fritz has done has a pending settlement of a lawsuit that we have about 25 more days to make real. What I'd like to do is continue this hearing for a couple of weeks and give us a chance to have some more discussions with people that have come forward in good faith tonight and said they want to help. I want to keep talking to those that don't want this to be a zero-sum proposition. We can decide this as a zero-sum game, as a win and a loss. But we might be able to do better than that. We might be able to have people of goodwill who've come here on perhaps different sides of this question get together and do more than just decide yes or no on this particular relocation. So I'd like to take a couple of weeks and put heart and soul as your mayor, along with Commissioner Fritz and Commissioner Novick and Commissioner Saltzman and Commissioner Fish. All of us have a shared responsibility for this, and Commissioner Saltzman, our housing commissioner, has some tools he can bring to the table. The Portland Development Commission has some tools they can bring to the table. The Bureau of Development Services does as well. So I'd like to give this a couple of weeks for intensive further work and leave this pending for 2 weeks while we do that work. So what I'd like to do, and I want to open this up to my colleagues for their comments and their reactions to this suggestion, what I'd like to do is continue this hearing on the resolution for 2 weeks, bring it back 2 weeks from today.
You're gone on the 17th, Mayor.
Sorry?
You're gone in 2 weeks on that Thursday.
Ah. Well, let me get my calendar out while they talk and figure it out. The Wednesday, then. I'll work on that while they react to this suggestion. Sorry, I should have checked my calendar before I start making suggestions like that.
I appreciate everything the mayor just said, and that sounds very reasonable to me.
16th. I see. Right, the 17th. I think that's possible. So maybe Wednesday the 16th instead of Thursday the 17th.
That will require everybody, including and especially Right to Dream 2, to be at every meeting so that those who have the most at stake here are very much a part of those discussions. I want to start by saying thank you to my staff in the Bureau of Development Services and to the City Attorney's Office who have been integral to coming to this point. And I would have preferred to have voted on the zoning confirmation letter today because I think it does encapsulate the rules that should apply to this site and other sites. I'm happy to take some time to look at the evidence that came in today and see if there's anything else that we might need to add to our zoning confirmation letter, but I haven't heard anything that causes me to consider it anything other than a community service that would be allowed by right. So then the next question, so thank you to Rebecca and Douglas and Roland and Catherine who have been here throughout these long hours and have put in untold work behind the scenes, and I very much appreciate that. Secondly, this has been probably the most memorable hearing that I remember. I mean, there's been other hearings that have had a lot of controversy. This one brought out some passion on both sides. What it has also done, though, is helped everybody understand that people who live outside are people and that they are the most qualified to help find the solutions, to propose the solutions. I don't know that Right to Dream 2 wants any more government-run buildings. I believe that Right to Dream 2 has provided this amazing model for people who are outside for many different reasons. And with 2,000 people outside, it is completely unrealistic to expect that in the next 15 days that we can come up with housing or shelter for all of those people. So we did have some wonderful testimony, including the person who said it's not either or, it's both. And this finally, I know that there has been a lot of great work done, particularly by Commissioner Fish, who continues to be probably even more passionate about housing, even though he's no longer the housing commissioner. Commissioner Saltzman, who is dedicated to making sure that particularly women who are so vulnerable outside have proper shelter and a quicker path to getting back into housing. I appreciate that. And I appreciate the mayor's partnership on this project, that this obviously is not something that is popular with everybody. There's hopefully a way to get so that there aren't winners or losers, but I'm very confident that there will continue to be a lot of angry people on all sides. So kudos to the mayor for being willing to address this head on in the first year of your mayoral term. And to all of you, thank you so much for each and every person who testified, who is putting dedicated thought and passion and heart into addressing the challenges for people who are living outside in Portland. Thank you very much for this great hearing.
Mayor Hale, Mayor Hale.
No,
well, on that note, when you said you could have 2 weeks, people study intent and rain and cold. I agree with that. If the people in the Pearl District come stand in the wood up and see how that decision would be made when they start with the cold and the rain.
So let me just address that. The settlement agreement that we have all signed was signed last Friday. It sets into play a 30-day clock, and so we have to get to a use agreement by the 28th of October. We can continue working on the use agreements, and we can continue having discussions about what else is needed in any situation in order to be able to make the residents of Right to Dream 2 and any neighbors to be safe and to be able to get along. So that's not going to stop right now. What's going to be added, if I'm understanding the mayor correctly, is a new discussion of what more.
Correct. And let me raise some procedural questions. Steve, I know you might want to speak. Let me say that if all we are going to take up on the 16th is the resolution that we've just had this hearing on, then I'm going to close the public hearing and we will vote, because we don't need to repeat a public hearing. We've had one. It's been a good one. But if all we're going to do is vote yes or no on what's in front of the council today, then that'll simply be on the calendar for second reading and we'll vote. But if we're going to take other actions or make changes, obviously, then we'll have an open hearing for the community to be able to respond to what we've come up with if we come up with something new or different. So, in other words, we'll vote if all we're going to do is vote yes or no, as we might have originally done tonight. But we'll conduct a more public hearing on other pieces of a package, if the package includes anything else other than the resolution in front of us. Steve, comments, suggestions?
Just one thing, Mr. Mayor, along the lines of your comment that people should assume good faith. I heard a lot of testimony tonight to the effect that people from the Pearl District who are concerned care only about money and property values. And there were some people that did talk about property values, but I think most of the people who talked, they were scared. And mostly they were scared of crime. And I realize it's hurtful to hear people talking as if they assume that all homeless people are criminals. But I do think... But I do think that it was more... I heard more fear than I heard greed. And there's been really compelling testimony tonight that the reason people value Right to Dream 2 is that it's not a scary or dangerous community, that it's a safe community. So I would hope that, although it might be hard sometimes, that the message from Right to Dream 2 and its supporters to people in the Pearl District would be, listen, don't be scared. The reason we like this community is it's a safe community.
Well said. So I want to, again, thank you all. And we will be conducting a number of discussions with the parties to this that, of course, include the leadership of Right to Dream 2 and the Pearl District Neighborhood Association and others who can bring things to the table. We'll try to make some. We'll try to make some stone soup here with the parties involved, and thank you all very much. We are adjourned until next week.